Vehicles traveled in a continuous loop through Niagara Square while a small crowd of people lined up along the sidewalk. Terry Vail held a Don't Tread on Me flag and a sign expressing opposition to Governor Cuomo. She's especially frustrated with continuing limits on capacity in local churches.
We feel like they should just open the churches completely. Now, I don't even know, we're at 25-50%. You can fly an airplane, but you can't go to church. People are scared to come to church. This is a time that people need to come together and that they're being stopped from doing so.
And there are other institutions that are still awaiting reopening, including movie theaters. Nancy Orticelli is president of the Constitutional Coalition of New York State, a group which has expressed its concerns for Cuomo's level of power dating back to passage of the SAFE Act gun legislation. She spoke of her motivation to come out on Wednesday.
Even if it doesn't do any good politically, at least I know that I can look my children in the eye. And when they say, Mom, why didn't you do anything when our freedoms were taken away? I can say I did. I did the best I could. I didn't just sit around talking about it, complaining about it, but I put action to my beliefs.
Back in April, at least 150 vehicles paraded through Niagara Square while a large crowd of people stood in support at curbside. There was only a fraction of that turnout Wednesday. Longtime political activist Russ Thompson admitted his disappointment.
People have lost hope because nobody, none of their representatives are trying to help them out, to get back to work, to be able to go visit. I haven't seen my grandkids in almost 2 months again.
While there may be that feeling of lost hope, Thompson says the enthusiasm among his peers for the presidential election is at a level never before seen in his roughly 25 years of political activism. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.